Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out and it's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Blue Jackets. Today, signed unrestricted free agent center Charlie Coyle to a six-year, $36 million contract. Coming up his first season in Columbus, Coyle tied a career high in assists and power play goals. On the ice in the playoffs tonight, Game 4, Buffalo at Montreal. Canadiens lead the Sabres 2-1. In the Western second round, Anaheim at Vegas. That series is tied at 2-2. NBA playoffs tonight, Western semis, Game 5, Minnesota at San Antonio. That series tied at 2-2. Cleveland Guardians try for a second straight win when they host the LA Angels tonight. Guardians a game and a half lead atop the AL Central. Following an off day, Cincinnati Reds at home with the Washington Nationals. Columbus Clippers in action tonight playing at St. Paul. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Timmy's out today. Even though it's our one-year anniversary of doing the show together, he's a bum. Speaking of bums, 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran is here.
What an intro, Mike.
3 whole hours of you.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry in advance. I don't know why you invited me here.
I don't either.
Sorry. It's kind of rude that Timmy's not here. I didn't even know it was your one-year anniversary.
Neither did he.
I mean, I guess you guys
he's up
aren't
golfing
in love.
In Michigan.
Wow.
Now the lust is gone.
I don't know, man.
Now we're just going through the motions.
If my person missed our one-year anniversary,
I think we'd
break up.
I know.
Are you guys going to break up?
Didn't even send me a text or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Tim, come on, dude. I'm going to text him.
I texted him earlier, made him feel appropriately bad.
And he still didn't say, happy 1 year, buddy.
He said he's a stupid F, which he is.
He is that. It's very accurate.
How you doing over there, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. Girthy. Inside the Buckeyes. Nicole's going to dazzle us with some stats.
That's right.
Facts or something at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. We're going to have a lot of estrogen in here. That's
4
o'clock. Rapid fire. Rapid fire. At 4:30. And a special Tuesday edition of Jason's Beef with Jason Stark at 5:30. You were a little late today.
I wasn't late. I told you when I was coming in.
I understand, but you know, normally when you're doing a show at 3,
yeah,
the bare minimum is 2 hours before the show starts.
The host
is here.
Should I pull up our text messages?
No.
I think I should.
I allowed it.
Okay.
Because I thought you were going to the dermatologist to get more things scraped off your body.
No, that's Wednesday. Don't get it twisted.
That's tomorrow.
No, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
9 a.m. So I'll be walking in here.
But then you came in and said, I had a dress fitting.
Yes, and I'm not
need to be a maid of honor.
Okay, so this is what happened. First of all, today is my off day, right? So I always have a bunch of appointments. And I love coming in to do this with Mike on my off day. I'd rather do nothing else, truly.
Well, you would be doing nothing else.
I would be. I'd be sitting on my couch.
That's right.
Twiddling my thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, my best friend from college is getting married in October, and I'm the maid of honor.
How does that make you feel?
I'm so honored.
Just a...
I'm just going to cry. It's another, one of like seven weddings I'm in a span of 4 months.
Another one of your best friends getting married and you can't even pick up a dude at the Target.
Yeah, and she also gave me a plus one and I texted her and I said, Maddie, that's hilarious. That means I have how many days to find a boyfriend?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, so if anyone would like to go to a wedding in October.
What about the guy at Target who was hitting on you?
Absolutely
not. That was
not.
An eligible bachelor?
Nope.
You just turned him away.
No, because he would show up to the wedding like how he was dressed, and that is unacceptable with the half button, your stomach popping out.
All right, anyway.
Anyways, so we're trying, or she sent the link for the bridesmaids' dresses. Now, typically, a bridesmaid's dress is probably, I've paid $85 for a bridesmaid's dress. I've paid $200. This one is $400 because it is custom made to your exact body shape and your type and your size. So I had to have a FaceTime with the bridesmaid shop because I don't live in Atlanta. That's where it is. And this girly pop on the FaceTime was having me measure myself with a tailoring tape, taking all these measurements. She's asking me how tall I am, what size I normally wear, what heels I'm wearing. I had to like show them to her. I didn't know what heels I was going to wear. I'm like showing her my closet. It was this whole thing. And now I have
to order. Did you have to show her the brassiere that you were planning on wearing
absolutely.
The dress as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We went through a whole thing. We're like best friends now. Her name's Casey. She's great. We talked about life for a little bit too. And she told me my size and what I need to order and that it's going to cost me $400. And that's great. Maddie Ross, I hope you're happy.
The problem when you have too many friends.
I know.
Nobody's asking me to be in their wedding.
Well,
nobody's asking
me
to go to their wedding.
I said to you, if I don't have a guy by October, you want to go to the wedding?
No.
You don't want to do that.
I'm not going to go to the wedding with my own wife. Why would I go with you?
We'd have so much fun.
No, no, no. It's in Atlanta. I got to travel with you, too.
It's, what, an hour and a half flight?
Get out of here.
Come on. We could drive if you want to road trip it.
I don't. Unless it's my daughter's wedding.
Well, I would hope you would be at your daughter's wedding.
Or maybe my niece's wedding or my nephew's wedding.
What about my wedding? You're not going to come to my wedding?
All right. Are we...
Okay.
Where's your wedding? Where's the RSVP card?
It's not happening yet, but it will when I'm maybe 45. One day.
Okay.
You're going to come, Mike. It'll be good. You don't want to come to my wedding? I thought we were friends.
No, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be officiating it.
Yes. Or you could be the DJ.
No. I want to be there front and center.
Yeah. It'd be great.
I want to be running the whole show.
It'd be a raunchy ceremony with you officiating.
Working blue.
Yeah.
Working blue. All right. Well, glad you're here. Glad you're not getting
things
scraped off.
Thanks for having me.
Cavs tie up their series with a 2-2 victory against the Pistons last night.
Yeah.
Buckeyes unveiled all black uniforms.
Yes.
Which I know you're a big fan of.
I think they're sick.
I think most people do.
Yeah, you're not most people.
No,
though,
I'm not. And
here we go.
I acknowledge that. No, it's no soapbox. Okay. I acknowledge that the fan base seems to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they did it because people seem to like it. I am not people.
Well, Mike, not everything is about you.
That's exactly right. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge not everything's about me. I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. I have been on the record many times over the past 23 years. I've been on this air. I hate alternate jerseys. I hate them.
Why?
Because you are a heritage brand. You don't need it. You are the Yankees. The Yankees have no alternates. They don't need alternates.
Okay, I have a question I would like to ask the players is, do they like the alternates? I think they would. I think a Jeremiah Smith
loves
the alternates.
You're arguing with me about something I'm not arguing about.
It's too easy to argue with you, Mike.
I fully accept them doing this. If you're asking me, do I like it? No. But breaking news, I don't like anything.
Da-na-na. Breaking into the radio newsroom, Mike hates everything.
Don't do that ever again. Teddy, do you like them?
So,
yeah, I do like them. They're pretty cool.
And you know what? Age has nothing to do with it because Teddy's older than me.
I never said age had anything to do with it. Are you calling him old?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's rude. I think that the one thing that's kind of sad about all of this is, you know what they would really look good under, those black uniforms? Some bright lights in the shoe. And you know what's sad about that? We may never get that.
We may never get that?
Like a night game with the alternate black uniforms. That's what's really sad about the whole thing. Man, they look sick under those lights.
Let's bring Tyvus in here. Let's talk about putting a dome on the stadium, too.
Oh, whoa.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why? Then the whole home field advantage of knowing how to play in the cold goes out the window.
We don't need cold.
Yes, well, you don't, because you're a little wuss.
Everything needs to be climate controlled.
Absolutely
we'll
not.
We'll put on our alternate jerseys.
What are we, the Dallas Cowboys?
Nighttime.
No.
No?
No.
So you're with me on the elements.
Yes.
But everything else.
Bring on the snow, baby. Cali girl saying that. That's crazy.
You never
Look
know.
Look what Ohio's done to me.
You're either from the South, you're from Cali.
Depends on the day.
Depends on the conversation.
That's true.
Right?
It does.
No, I'm glad the people enjoy the blacks. Now, I will say this. That didn't sound right. The uniforms. I will say this. Four alternate jerseys. They're cool looking.
Yeah, they are.
I like them.
Yeah.
Right? Have they announced when they're going to wear them, though?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think it should be against the law. Now, they did this a couple times in the past. It should be against the law to wear any sort of alternate when you're playing Michigan.
See, that's where we disagree. I think you should wear them for the Michigan game.
You have been here 5 minutes.
Why not? What game are you going to wear them for? Nebraska?
Like, yeah, sure,
why?
Whatever.
No, it's the biggest game of the year. Let's wear the coolest jerseys of the season.
Wear the coolest jerseys of the season. They're called your jerseys.
Then what's the point of an alternate? Why, honestly?
Exactly.
What is?
Thanks. But, see, she finally came around to my way of thinking.
I'm not disagreeing with your alternate theory. I'm disagreeing that I think they're really cool and I like the aspect of college football with alternate jerseys. But I think that where I disagree is that they should be worn in the biggest game of the season.
No.
Why?
Absolutely not.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
What, are you going to save them for the playoffs? You could do that.
No. Shouldn't be in the playoffs either.
No, I think they should.
Should be early in the season for a bum game that no one cares about.
No. That is stupid. You are wasting the vibes.
Wasting the vibes? Do
yes.
you need extra vibes against Michigan?
Yes!
You don't need vibes. It's Michigan.
You need good vibes.
You want to talk about heritage and classic?
You're too old school.
You're too young dumb then. All right?
All right.
Because let me tell you something. You go back and you look at some of those highlights. The fact that the Buckeyes were actually winning the game is a plus.
Yeah.
But they wore alternates against Michigan a couple years. I forget the actual years. Braxton was on the team.
Yeah.
You look at the highlights of those games, they look like they don't belong in the history of that rivalry.
Because it's not what you're used to seeing.
That's exactly right. And it's okay as the entire world transforms around us. And the college sports landscape transforms. We have NIL and guys essentially signing one-year deals. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be that way. God forbid sports fans hold on to a little bit of tradition. God forbid.
I like tradition.
But you clearly don't.
No, I didn't say I didn't like tradition. I just said this one aspect of tradition I think we should maybe switch up. I like tradition. I like walking out of the tunnel. I like all the stuff that comes with college football and the tradition of the sport. But wasting one of the sickest jerseys of the year on a
team it.
Like Nebraska makes no sense to me.
All right.
And I stand by it.
Okay. This will not be the first argument that
no,
we have
it will
today.
Not. It
if
will
you
not.
Think Timmy and I argue, buckle up. We also are dealing with an issue here at the radio station. We have a backup of sewage.
Smells nice.
In our bathroom, it is just black sludge coming up from the drain.
It's weird because Mike used the bathroom right before all of that happened.
Good job. Ryan Day talking. He wants to change the rules a little bit. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident to watch out for on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 71. We also have a crash causing some holdup on northbound 270 on the west outer belt after Cemetery Road. Police are on scene there, adding to that holdup. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Hello.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine for us today and warmer as highs get in the mid to low 70s. And then for tonight, rain and storms develop overnight. Some could have heavy downpours and gusty winds with lows in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, the rain should end by the time you're heading to work and taking the kids to school. Cloudy to start with mostly sunny skies in the afternoon and highs near 70 degrees. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to feel like it. If your energy's low, sleep is off, weight won't budge, your mind feels foggy, your hibbity-dibbity drive isn't what it used to be, it's time to switch things up. Don't be older. Take control. Be stronger in the gym. Be sharper at work. Damn it, be better in that bedroom or in the cuck chair, wherever you like to be. Low testosterone can cause all those. You know what I'm talking about, Nicole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
my
cuck chair pointed
read
at the bed.
Every time.
Absolutely. Go to Tri-State Men's Health. They will test your testosterone. And if your numbers are low, well, good news. They've got options for you right there. Same day. Shot in the ace. It's very good. Tell them Nicole sent you. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Timmy is out today, even though it's our 1 year anniversary of doing the show together.
Wow.
So Nicole is here. Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV.
Happy 1 year, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'll say it for him.
I taped some television with Dom today.
Oh, how was that?
It was very good. I wore my blue sports jacket today.
Oh, you wore a
with the little
jacket today.
Little handkerchief in the lapel.
Well, what's the occasion? You normally don't dress like that when we do television.
I know.
You just don't
I
care
zhuzh
as much.
It up for Dommy.
Why don't you zhuzh it up for me?
I slum it with you.
Oh, okay. That's great. That you just don't care about the way you
look. No, I'm just saying. I go with Dom. It's like going out to a fancy restaurant.
What am I, garbage?
I'm, you know, going to the Burger King.
Well, that's how I feel when I co-host with you. It's like I'm going to McDonald's. I hate McDonald's.
You hate McDonald's?
Yes. I know that's...
What kind of American are you?
I am an American, but I do not like McDonald's. Because you hear all the, I mean, you've heard how the chicken nuggets are ground up little chiclets that they put in the machine. Then you've heard about the weird stuff that they find on the patties. The fries are not as good as they used to be. It's just not good. There's a lot of better places. Like Wendy's, for example, is way better than McDonald's. I'm a big Wendy's girl. So are you. I know you got her wig over there.
I do. I do enjoy Wendy's, but I do not besmirch McDonald's. First of all, we can have this conversation all show long.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you think you're eating when you go anywhere?
What do you mean?
When you go to any restaurant, anywhere, you got the cook with his hand down his pants, touching your food. There's all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, but the stories that have come out about things that people have found in their McPatties or whatever they're called, little cheeseburgers, it's frightening.
Can I tell you something? I have a record, a staunch record, of going to McDonald's for almost 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Never had anything in there.
I don't know. Explains a lot.
Never had anything. I do have cramps today, though.
I was about to say.
It's not from that.
Okay.
It's that time of the month for me.
Oh, I'm here for you. If you ever need anything. Do you need some pills?
Some pills?
Yeah, something
some
to help.
Some Midol?
Yeah, I have some.
You have some?
Yeah.
Teddy gave me a feminine napkin earlier. Thanks, Ted.
What?
Well, you're the
maybe
one that flushed
it. Toilets are clogged.
Yeah, you're not supposed to flush those.
No. Ryan Day. Ryan Day was on Josh Pate's college football show. He voiced support for the NCAA potentially adopting a mandatory two-year commitment for student-athletes before entering the transfer portal.
Mm.
He says he feels pretty strongly about that. He says such a change would create ripple effects in other areas, meaning the NCAA and its various committees would need to weigh several factors before implementing a two-year requirement. He said, quote, if you're looking at the player who comes in at mid-year now, their high school season gets done. They jump right into spring ball. They have this season. During that freshman season, typically they're not playing as much as they'd like. They're going through challenges. They're failing, but that's part of being a freshman. You got to fail. You got to fail to learn. That's how it works. He says that you need to have that guy committed for another year so that he sticks around.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I get it. I just don't know at this point what's enforceable and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, we can have the NCAA come out and say, oh, hey, made the rule. And then what? And then it goes to court in different states, right? And you're going to have different states interpreting the law differently around college football. We keep hearing about how there's some sort of national solution on the horizon and Trumpy's going to save everything. Well, so far it's just been a bunch of lip service. Nothing's mm-hmm. actually been put on paper. And so that's all well and good. I understand what he's trying to say. I just don't know how you enforce such a thing.
No, I agree, because the reality is the world of college athletics, especially college football, is they're pro athletes at this point. I mean, it's all about money. But you know what I want to go back to? And I don't, like you said, I don't think it's feasible at this point. Let's go back to you have to sit out a year if you transfer.
So you want to go back to essentially no flexibility.
Listen, I am all for somebody transferring because I think of JT Daniels, where he literally didn't have a home because he was trying to find where he could play. Then he had some head issues with concussions and things like that, medical reasons he had to quit the sport. But a guy like that trying to find a place where he can get playing time, I understand that. I understand why you need a transfer to go somewhere else, because if you want to play in the NFL, you got to play in college first. What I hate is these guys going in the transfer portal like they're kids at a candy shop, and it's like, oh, well, I want more money here. I'm going to go here, and then I'm actually going to go here next because I'm going to get paid more here. It's like, no, I'm on the Ryan Day boat with the fact that if you're a freshman, you need to learn. You need to sit on the bench maybe and learn from the guys before you and wait your turn. I look at a Gunnar Stockton at Georgia. That is very rare now. You do not find a quarterback that waits his turn to then be the starter. That does not exist in college football anymore. You look at a Jack Sawyer, that
Julian
doesn't
Sand
exist.
Waited his turn.
I know, but it's rare. And I think Ryan Day in Ohio State is one of the last college football programs that is like that. You look anywhere else, it's not really like that. And I think it's a huge testament to Ryan Day and the fact that these guys still want to play for a coach like him.
I get that. However, you know, Ohio State won a national championship with one of these guys.
No, for sure.
With Will Howard. I mean,
yeah.
Will Howard cut his teeth elsewhere, played a lot of football, came here, and Ohio State, Ryan Day, were the beneficiaries of mm-hmm. a veteran quarterback. I think if you are a program like Ohio State, we saw it last year with Miami and Carson Beck.
Yeah.
We saw it with Fernando Mendoza. If you're a team that you think you are good enough to win a national championship, I want to hit the portal for that veteran guy.
No,
I want to go quarterback shopping.
I agree with that. I agree that the key is veteran there. I totally agree with that. A guy like Will Howard, who is at Kansas State, then comes to Ohio State because he wants to come here and be the guy. I'm totally for all of that. And if I'm Ryan Day, Kirby Smart, whoever it is, I'm looking in the portal for a guy to lead my team. A guy who's a fifth year in college has played a lot of football. Absolutely, I want him.
So
to
you
come
want
to Columbus.
Them to establish their roots?
Yes, go
stick
learn.
Stick with the program.
Yes, I'm not saying you have to stay there for 4 years. Go learn for 2 years at a school. And be the dude who sits on the bench maybe his freshman year, gets the reps, learns from the guys in front of you, and learns how to maybe wait his turn. It's not going to be... I hate when these young dudes coming out of high school think they're going to be the star day one. Maybe you are. Maybe you are that kind of talent, like a Jeremiah Smith, where you are going to be the star day one. But for a lot of these guys, you are not going to be.
I get that, but you also have to understand that these guys... are sold a bill of goods too.
No, and that's the problem.
Everybody
now.
Around yeah. them says, "You're the man. You're awesome. Yeah. You're going to play on Sundays, right? You're going to be a millionaire." And then these coaches come and they recruit them, and they parrot that same thing.
Yeah,
you're awesome. We can't do it without you. You know, and they make them feel super special. And then they get on campus, and then there's this sense of, "Well, we have to de-recruit them a little bit, make them feel bad about themselves." Yep. I get that, but for the past 6 years, really, since they started playing higher level junior high football, they've been told their crap doesn't stink.
Yeah.
Right? So I understand how they get on campus, and if things aren't going their way year one, how they can say, maybe it's better someplace else. Maybe the whole process is broken.
There's a lot wrong with it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we for sure are in the world where players should be getting paid. I'm not against any
Maybe
of that.
Maybe we make them employees. You sign them to a contract and you don't have this problem anymore. Sorry, you're locked in on a 3-year deal. Can't go anywhere.
I mean, I think that's it's a feasible option. I think that's where we could be heading with this.
Tell the schools that.
Well, are they listening? Like,
well, they don't. There's a whole liability issue. They don't want to make them
but
employees.
But I think that's the only option is if you really care about keeping a guy around, they have to be on a contract. Like how... I'm on a contract here. It's a very similar thing. It's like a job. It's their job to play college football, right? So if you want to keep them at your school for 3 years, then maybe you got to sign them to a 3-year contract. I mean, I don't know what other option there is.
Blue Jackets making some news today. Details coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 71's off-ramp to I-70 on the north side. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat, up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Nicole Sheeran is with me. Inside the Buckeyes coming up at 3:46. Here's a little nugget for you. Matt Patricia's been laid up. Took a photo of himself on the gram in a neck brace lying in a hospital bed. Smiling, but had a little something. Spinal surgery, back pain. He said off-season repairs aren't just for players. Massive thanks to Dr. So-and-so and the neurological specialty care for taking care of me. Incredible group. So blessed and thankful for you. It's very nice.
It is very nice. I saw that photo on Instagram. Actually, that was going to be one of my fun facts I was going to give you later, but then I proceeded to read the show sheet, and it was already on there.
Yep.
Great minds think alike, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved how he was just cheesing in that photo.
Cheesing?
He looked so happy. Yeah, he was cheesing.
Teddy,
it's like how I look when I get my moles scraped.
Yeah, I love the cheesing.
I'll tell you, there was this girl that I dated pretty seriously before I moved here many years ago. And I'm still Facebook friends with her. She has a family. She has three kids, all that. And they have this thing in every single photo that they put on Facebook where no member of the family, she was never like this when I was with her, no member of the family smiles in any photo.
What are they, models?
It's like portraits from the old West.
What are they doing
in the photo? They're just staring. There's not even a grin. It's like a family decision. They're all just staring. And it creeps me out every single time.
Like a smize.
It's actually the perfect, is it euphemism? That's not the right term. What am I looking for? I don't know. She's with me. She smiles all the time. She marries this guy, has his kids.
She looks very upset.
Just depressed.
Is it like those, I have friends like this where we'll all pose for a photo and they'll do this like smile.
No. There's none of that.
Where they're trying to be models.
There's none of that.
And it looks terrible.
There's no duck lips. There's none of that. It's just blank expression.
Like help me almost?
Kind of. You know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to pull up some photos and I'm going to show you.
You know what I think's funny too? The fact that you and the people your age say we're even Facebook friends. For me, I would say we follow each other on Instagram. And I think that's funny. Just shows how old you are, Mike.
First of all, I hate Facebook. I'm barely even on Facebook.
My mom loves Facebook.
All old people love Facebook.
Are you calling my mother old?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay.
That's where all the fake AI videos of Ryan Day at Charlie Kirk's funeral come out.
And she sends them to me.
I'm sure she does.
Oh my gosh, is this real? No, mom.
I know.
No.
The old people love Facebook.
They do.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. You just stared at me like I was supposed to say something.
I don't know. This is what happens when you get old. You just forget. We're talking about smiling?
Smizing. You're going to show me a photo of the girl.
Oh, not now.
The lady.
During
not now.
The lady. The lady that I dated.
The lady.
What did I tease?
You teased?
Oh, jackets.
Jackets.
Charlie Coyle. They sign him to a 6-year deal worth $36 million. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss this.
I love it.
Because on one hand, it's good. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you needed to sign Charlie Coyle.
Yes.
I've said this for weeks. He's one of these guys who's very serviceable, good player. He's also was a leader on the ice, that veteran, steady Eddie guy that a team like this wants. And clearly, this is a guy that Rick Bowness covets.
Yes.
So you got that done. You didn't want him to walk out the door. Mission accomplished. Now, the other side of that.
You're stressing me out the way you're saying this.
Is that he's 34 years old.
So?
And you've just signed him to a 6-year deal. I don't know if you understand the way that salary caps work in the NHL.
Okay.
Right? But sometimes what can happen and has happened to the Blue Jackets in the past is that they tie themselves down to these older players. And if they don't have immediate success, then a couple years later, they got 4 years left on the deal and we're visiting them in the nursing home on pudding day. That's my concern.
Tapioca pudding or chocolate?
No, we can't have any chunks in the pudding. It's got to be extra creamy.
Choke. That's true.
Yes.
Okay. No, I do hear you with that. I mean, I think in a perfect world, it would have been a 3-year deal, maybe? You know?
Yeah. I mean,
Six is a long time. It's a long time. But you know what? Charlie Coyle has the stats to prove.
He's my guy.
They needed him back. He's the one dude on this team who actually, I'm not using this year as an example, but he knows what it's like to play playoff hockey. Right?
Until he comes here.
Correct.
He's played in over 1,000 career games.
Yep.
He's played in the playoffs every single year.
Yeah.
They've all been meaningful games until he comes here and then, yeah.
But I think there's something to be said that he feels confident that they're going to get to that level. And I think there's something to be said about the fact that we're about to see the first full year of Rick Bowness here.
He also feels confident that no one on earth would also give him a 6-year deal. So
no, the 6-year,
he's
you're right.
Confident,
I mean,
in that.
The 6-year is it's a long time.
Rick Bowness has 1 year.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I know.
I mean, he has 1 year. This is not a guy that you're looking for future plans. By the way, in the NHL, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right? You're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time.
What song is that? Long time, not a good time. You know, way up, I feel blessed. I do. Don't get me, Mike. You're not getting me on my own joke,
You're not
Mike.
Getting me on my own joke. All right, I'm glad they got it done with Charlie
No,
Coyle.
They needed
Let's
to do that.
Let's hope he stays upright. Teddy?
Well, if you look at how many games he's played, too, the last, like, I think he hasn't missed a game, like, in 5 years, yeah. right? And last year, or I should say, like, the year before, he played in 83 games and not 82 because he got traded in midseason. So this guy, at least he's been dependable. So
he's been dependable. The other side of that is that there's a lot of tread off the tires.
Yes.
I feel good for 4 years.
I like that. I mean, what, 20 goals? What is it, almost 40 assists? That should speak for itself. Who else on the team is doing that?
Well, they're...
I mean, I know, but what I'm saying is there are others, but what I'm saying is he's very consistent.
He is. He's very
and
consistent.
If they didn't get him back, that's worrisome
and
to me.
That's yeah. exactly right.
They had to have him. Yes. So they had to pay whatever it took.
I don't... Well...
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Are you agreeing? Wow!
I think we no. agree. I agree with you that the last like 2 years of this contract probably yeah. not going to be good.
Well, no.
You
let
just
say
deal
something.
With that at that time.
Exactly.
You know?
If it's
you
a later
can,
problem.
If you
I mean,
can
Nicole
guarantee
won't even be around
me, if you can
then.
Guarantee me four years of useful hockey, then yes.
I
yeah,
think,
where are you going to be in 6 years?
It should be some big, I don't know where I'm going to be market, tomorrow. You know? How do I know what I'm going to be in 6 years from now? I hope I'm like dating someone.
See, that's where your mind goes. I was thinking about big career moves and things
well,
like that.
Well, that's a whole other
they
part of my
ESPN
life.
Or somewhere. That,
yeah,
CBS,
I mean, shoot,
big
that'd
time.
Be cool.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot. That's when I'm from Georgia,
yeah.
y'all.
All
that's
right, y'all.
Y'all, that's right. That's shoot. When I'm from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yee doggy.
Congratulations to Charlie Coyle.
Congrats.
LeBron is going to take some time and think about his future because the Lakers were eliminated
they
last
were.
Night. And yeah. there's a chance, and I talked about this with Joshua Perry yesterday, that could be his last game, and the get-in-the-door price for that was like $14.
Yeah.
People were not excited about it. You grew up in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, and I assume you're a Laker fan.
I am.
Right? Do you have a special affinity? This is my issue with LeBron, is that he's jumped around so much.
Yeah.
Who, like, do Lakers fans jump up and claim him? Do Cavs fans jump up and claim him? Heat fans claim him?
I think because it's LeBron James. Lakers fans, of course, are going to say, LeBron, he's our guy, because it's LeBron James. But the reality is, the people that the Lakers will forever claim is a guy named Kobe Bryant.
That's what I say. He's not Kobe. He's yeah. not Magic.
No.
You
he's
know?
Not.
And you could say he's better than those guys.
He is.
Because historically,
yes.
he is better than those guys.
But honestly, I don't think Lakers fans claim him like they would claim a Magic or a Kobe Bryant.
They personally, probably look at him and they say, well, you were very useful. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for your services.
You came over.
Yes.
You helped us win.
I agree with that.
And now he's probably going to either retire or go elsewhere.
I think he needs to retire. I think it's time. He got to play with his son. That was very cool. He got to do that. I don't really know what else he wants to accomplish. If I'm LeBron, I don't know what else there is to do.
I think, though, you know, for a lot of guys that have accomplished everything, right?
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady accomplished everything, and he decided, no, I'm going to ruin my family and come back and play another year and all of that. It's this notion in your head, you can't get away from the fact that, but I still can.
It's hard to give up.
Physically, I still can. Like, if you look at LeBron this year, he's not physically broken.
No.
I mean, he's not what he was at 22 years old. Of course he's not, but if you were to tell anybody that you'd play this much basketball and still be as productive as LeBron, they'd say, well, you must have taken some sort of magic pill.
Yeah.
I mean, he can clearly still be a very good player in this league. And in his mind, he's probably thinking, do I want to quit when I still have something left in the tank, even if I've accomplished it all?
Yeah, but okay, then my feeling is, all right, then do you want to end on a championship? Well, the odds of that happening are low. Do you want to end with playing with your son? You just did. And
right.
That's pretty cool. So in my eyes, that's where you hang it up. But I could see a world where he wants to be maybe a little poetic and go back to Cleveland and hang it up there.
That's the only way where it makes sense.
Yes.
I think to change teams.
Yes,
I agree. If you're leaving and you go like play for the Knicks or something.
That makes zero
for
sense.
For a year.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No.
All right. Inside the Buckeyes, Nicole has some wonderful little tidbits for us. I don't have high hopes for this segment. I really don't.
Well, it's informative. It's like good facts.
All right, good facts.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, it's time.
No. We got to take a break.
It's time? I didn't know what clocks mean.
You were looking at me like
I'm a TV girl. Listen, I usually talk five minutes a night.
I have people rapping in my ear. Nobody was telling me, cueing me, so I didn't know.
All right. Inside the Buckeyes with Nicole Sheeran coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident if you're on Rathmel Road at Ridge Street. We also have traffic slowing down due to a crash on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 71. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ohio State baseball all season long on The Fan 2. You can find the magical land of The Fan 2 by tuning into 1460 on your AM dial or clicking on The Fan's HD2 feed. Tyler Danberg thanks you. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Line is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, join me this Thursday night for a special edition of Common Man's Basement. You know, I'm in my basement, hanging out, answering your questions live from the chat. Catch it Thursday night at 9, exclusively on the Fan's YouTube channel, presented by our friends, the Lion's Den. Wow. All you do is you go to YouTube, you search Common Man's Basement. You'll see it. You subscribe to it. And it's just me in my basement. It is the ultimate uncensored experience. I may whip it out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Anything can happen. Anything.
I hated that.
I'm not going to whip it out.
I don't know.
But I could.
Like whip and nay-nay? Is that what you're referring
whip
to?
Whip it out. Although Joshua Perry told me yesterday that sack maxing is a thing.
What is that?
Guys trying to enlarge their sacks.
Oh my God. I don't.
This is who's out there, Nicole.
I know.
You're out in the dating pool.
I met one of them at Target the other day, okay?
He's not sack maxing.
I don't know. I don't know.
So hopefully you pop in the chat on Thursday night.
Okay.
You're going to be working on Thursday night?
I'm going to be on an... What time? I'm on an airplane.
I just said 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
You're on an airplane. Where are you going now?
I'm going to a bachelorette trip this weekend in Newport,
God.
Rhode Island.
Do you ever work? You were just at the Derby.
Listen, I have a life.
Your grandmother just died. You were out for that? My God, what a selfish bee.
I wasn't planning on Gammy, okay?
You should have planned on Gammy.
She was older.
She was
90. I know. Love you, Gammy. She's a great lady. You would have liked her. She actually came to the station.
Everybody says that.
You would have liked her, though.
Did I meet her? I think
no,
I met her.
You did.
Yes, I did meet her.
Yeah, way to remember.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for your condolences.
Now I'm sad. I did send you condolences.
I know you did.
What are you talking about?
It was very nice.
I play a prick on the radio, but
you're not
off the air.
You're not. You're the nicest person.
All right, don't ruin my gimmick.
Yeah,
too much.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Now, normally, Timmy's here. He's got all sorts of stories for you. He's talking about this, talking about that. But Nicole Sheeran is here from 10TV. She is around the Woody and around Ohio State all the time, doing deep dives, getting to know these people. All right?
All right.
So I got high hopes for this segment.
You're really hyping this up too much.
I really am. Come on, what do you got?
All right, so to start off, I hung out at the tennis complex last weekend.
Yeah?
Y'all, those matches get feisty.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not prepared for what I was about
it's
to
competitive
witness.
Competitive sports.
Men's
what are you talking
tennis,
about?
But the Illinois fans, shout out to Fishy because he went there. There was a fight that broke out at the tennis complex.
Really?
With Illinois fans who were probably 12. And then Buckeye fans, because the Illinois fans were in the walkway, and guys were yelling, well, maybe you should try hosting if you can't find anywhere to sit. Sorry. Like, they started shoving each other. There was a fight. Four cop cars showed up to the tennis complex.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, there was a fight. Now, the men won. Then I went to the women's match the next day. It was also hype, but no fights. It was a lovely experience. Lots of energy. The men's tennis team came out. And what do you know? Both of them heading on to the quarterfinals. It's the first time. The only school in the country with both tennis programs in the NCAA quarterfinals.
That's awesome.
They're in Athens, Georgia. They're going to get it on.
Congratulations to the tennis.
That's right. You should go to a match sometime. It's hype. I want to be the tennis beat reporter after that moment. I'm ready.
Well,
I'm ready.
Keep playing your cards right.
I know.
You're on that trajectory.
All right. You guys know the name, Bruce Thornton. We're in that time of the NBA Combine. It's underway May 10th through the 17th in Chicago. Now, maybe you guys are wondering, where's Bruce going to play?
Where's he going to go?
Mock drafts happen to the New York Knicks with a 55th pick in the NBA draft.
So
what do you think?
We're talking about a second-round guy.
I think that makes sense.
I think he's a second-round pick. He's probably a guy that will go to the G League, cut his chops. If it doesn't work out there, he will have a nice career internationally if he wants to.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't see him being a star in the NBA.
I don't either, but he has potential. He has potential.
Well, you know what? He's forever in our hearts here.
That's right.
All-time leading scorer.
He goes down in history.
That's right.
Forever a Buckeye.
Didn't you put a microphone on his sweaty chest once?
I did, and my hand was very sweaty after I was helping him clip it to his jersey.
Because you have to sort of thread the microphone under the jersey, and it was right after a game, and he was very sweaty, and then
there was some touching involved. Okay,
and
no, that's as we know, when he wears the gray jerseys, he probably has three ready to go because he sweats a lot. I mean, you can see it on his jersey. I was having to help him get the mic under his jersey, and then, you know, he's very sweaty. He just played, and then I washed my hand right afterwards.
Oh, look what I touched there.
Nope, I didn't say it like
that.
Nope.
Daisy.
On the basketball realm.
Are you on Hinge?
No, it's Raya, Mike.
Ryder.
Raya. A guy like Bruce Thornton would probably be on Raya.
I don't know what Raya is.
Raya is the dating app I was telling you about. The one that's the super exclusive one? Yeah, the exclusive one.
Okay. You have anything else?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, go ahead.
The men's basketball Big Ten schedule was released. Have you talked about that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
When was it released?
Earlier today.
Oh,
like
no.
Two hours ago.
Then we didn't.
Okay. Well, that's great. Let me read it. You're on the show.
We didn't talk about it. You're on the show.
All right, the home slate for the Buckeyes: Maryland, Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Rutgers, Washington, Wisconsin. On the road: Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, Purdue, UCLA, and USC. They're headed to SoCal, my home state.
I thought we knew this already, Teddy. Didn't we
home
know
and away.
This
already? No, it literally came out like 2 hours ago.
I don't believe you.
I don't know. I'll ask Paul.
I don't know. I mean, Dom put it in the sports about 2 hours ago. We were talking about it.
Well, Dom,
this is new today.
It's new today?
Yes.
That's right, Paul. You are judging me right now, and I'm spitting facts.
Normally, when something's new, Teddy hands it to me and says, oh, man, this just came out.
The home and away slate. I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
Iowa, Michigan, Penn State. Home and away slate. Okay. Love it.
You know what? You did a great job.
Did I?
Fantastic.
Thank
job.
You.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
See you next Tuesday. We're going to have two vajayjays in here. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a five-minute delay on eastbound US 33 between 270 and Bixby Road on the East Outer Belt. And be aware of some slowdown due to an accident if you're on Hall Road near Norton Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. A significant offseason move for the Blue Jackets, who today signed unrestricted free agent center Charlie Coyle to a six-year, $36 million contract. Coming off his first season in Columbus, Coyle tied a career high in assist and power play goals. On the ice in the playoffs tonight, Buffalo at Montreal. Canadiens lead the Sabres 2-1. Anaheim at Vegas. That series even a 2-2. NBA playoffs tonight. Western semis, game 5, Minnesota at San Antonio. Series tied at 2-2. Memphis Grizzlies today announced that forward Brandon Clark passed away at age of 29. No cause of death revealed. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians try for a second straight win, hosting the LA Angels tonight. Guardians with a game and a half lead atop the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds try for a third straight win, hosting Washington. Columbus Clippers at St. Paul. More NFL schedule leaks. Kansas City and Denver will meet in the first Monday night game of the season, September 14th. Full NFL schedule out Thursday. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So, Nicole Sheeran's sitting in for Timmy today. You've seen Nicole. All right, you've seen her. You've seen her on 10 TV. You've seen her on Hinge. You've seen her looking desperate in the Target.
That's right.
And now I've got two of my favorite women in here.
Aww.
Because it's Jen Winters time.
Yes!
How you doing?
I'm great. You know what?
What?
Congratulations, Columbus. Y'all got your period.
I got mine. I got cramps.
It's that time.
You got two women on the radio at the biggest sports station in the country right now.
It's beautiful.
I love you.
Woo! Love you, girl.
I love you so much.
I'm cramping, man. Is this what you deal with?
Yeah.
See, I get this now once a week when I get the little Zepbound shot. No. I do it on Monday night.
You should just do it Friday night, man.
What's the
but
difference?
But then your cramps. Saturday's like
right,
screwed.
Then I got cramps on Saturday.
Do it Saturday
Welcome
night.
To the life of a
then
woman.
Then I got cramps on Sunday.
Okay, now you know Imagine. What it's like. Now do that for like 5 days.
And for some cases, 8 or 9.
Yeah.
I don't have a uterus. I'm sorry.
Well, bully for you, buddy.
the other week, you said you wanted one.
No, I don't want a uterus.
You
I think,
don't want that.
I think I
you
would.
You wanted the other.
I think I'd like to try one on. That's all. I've lived my entire life. I've lived my entire life with the danglies down there.
The danglies.
And quite frankly, I'm sick of them.
Okay. Ken doll. There's stuff you can do.
It's more of a permanent solution. I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm just saying. There's stuff that you can do.
I'm
you
talking about trying it on.
Okay. Trying it on. Just for how long? Like a week?
Like you're just going to go like to a prosthetic store and just try it on?
No. Just you snapping your fingers. Like this is just all magic.
Oh, so we live in a world of magic.
We live in a world of magic. That's exactly right.
Doug Henning is just going to appear out of nowhere. Like my wife said to me. David Copperfield's going to get whisked away because of Epstein.
My wife said to me last night, she says, don't you wish you can go back in time and visit baby Samantha just for like two minutes, and then you snap back.
And then you said something not sweet.
No. I said yes. I'd like to just snap back, but I don't wish away the time that I have now. I like watching her grow.
Yeah,
I like watching. There are people that are obsessed with the baby stage, and that's why they keep having babies.
That's not so.
I was not obsessed with that stage. But I would like to go back.
Yeah.
Give her like a little baby cuddle and smell her head and all that. And then we snap back and I'm back. I would, for a short period of time, like to try on the female parts.
Good Lord.
And then snap right back and
then
I'm back.
Yeah, I was about to say you could never give birth, though.
I don't want to give birth. It has nothing to do with giving birth.
I know, I'm just saying.
It doesn't come out of your butt.
All righty.
First of all. You want to talk about trying something on? Try on the hemorrhoids I got going on.
Ew. Preparation H, dude.
Oh, that doesn't do anything.
Okay.
No, he's on JK LMNOP right this point.
Are you kidding? H.
Jenny. Mikey.
What are we promoting? What are we doing? Are we doing the race?
The race.
The race.
The race for the 5K, not the cure. But the Fan 5K.
The Fan 5K.
Right.
And when is it again?
It is on Saturday, June 20th. It's at Ottermind University at their football stadium. You can go to our webpage, 971thefan.com, or you can go to 971therace.com to register. We have Common Man's Fun Run Mile.
Yes, I'm going to run the mile.
Which is exciting. And then T-Bone is running the 5K. And then Eric.
If you say so.
Uh-huh. Run, walk, he'll do the whole thing.
If you
frolic,
say so.
If you say so.
Does it count if the ambulance takes him over the finish line?
Yeah, because he like physically went that
okay.
distance.
All right.
You know, or maybe he could get like one of those like when you go to like a big festival and there's like people riding bikes with like a rickshaw sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe we could, that'd be fun.
Maybe Tyvis can pull him in a rickshaw.
Tyvis would love that. And then Reese's running the 9.71K. And then we're going to have an opportunity for you to beat Tyvis at the 40-yard dash.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
So we'll post his time. And then throughout the day, you can go up and try and beat his time.
I will say this, though. Tyvis last year ran the 5K. He ran the mile.
And he got smoked by a child.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, didn't he finish first?
No.
Oh, the kid
beat him? Finished first.
How old was this child?
I want to say like 13 or 14.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Adults that were there, Tyvis did finish first mile.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
But a lot's happened in the last year, including his ass getting bigger.
Well, and he's technically going to be on paternity leave while this is going on, and he's so graciously going to take time to be a part of this. So
yeah.
I'm excited. Aww. Registration is open, and we've got great sponsors.
And you'll be there.
Yeah. If anybody wants to say hi to me, I'll be there.
I want to say hi to you.
Oh, you're very sweet.
I'm going
to
be hanging out with you.
Yes. I will too.
Yay, because you're running.
I am running. I haven't decided which I'm running yet. I was going to maybe do the whole shebang.
Adam King's running.
Yes. I know.
Adam is.
Did we decide what we're going to have him dress up in? Because
I think we should kind of keep it a secret.
Mm.
And so when you show up and you see him there, you'll know that that's Adam.
But did we actually decide something?
Yeah, I think so.
We did.
I know it. You don't know it?
No.
Wow, you're out of the loop.
Well, my suggestion was big inflatable genitalia.
Love that.
Oh.
That's okay. Great.
Well, the jackets have that Boomer mascot costume.
Why can't we get Boomer?
It's just sitting in storage over at Nationwide. We should put Adam in that.
Or Elmo. The Elmo balloon also would be awesome.
Yes. Yes.
If Charlie's not going to want to race in it, maybe we can get Adam to do.
I was thinking about you last night.
Oh, boy. Because
I'm sitting in the music room.
Okay.
And I'm listening to Travis.
Ugh.
And I know that you enjoy
One
Travis.
Of my
do you know?
I was about to say, I don't know who that is.
You don't know. It's a band. It's
a Scottish,
air quotes, rock band. It's kind of Coldplay-ish.
But they've been around longer than Coldplay.
They have.
They're wonderful.
I enjoy Travis very much. The singer, the front man, Fran Healy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a kid, all right?
Mm-hmm.
with his wife, and they didn't name the kid for 4 weeks.
After it was born?
Yeah,
wow.
After it was born.
I did not know that.
Actually, they have an album called The Boy With No Name,
yes,
which is named after the kid.
I had no idea.
Right?
That's
so
amazing.
They got the baby home, and they didn't give the kid a name for 4 weeks. Now, I've heard people do it after a couple days.
Right.
Right? They're fighting over a certain name, but can you imagine having a kid in the house that has no name?
So I can't relate because I don't have children, but I've had dogs. And when we got our dog Dizzy, we did not name her for like going on 3 weeks. We had no idea.
So what did you just say?
What would you call her?
We called her dog, puppy, pup, pup.
Come here, buddy.
Come here. We love you. Hey.
Hey.
And, but she would run circles when it was time for dinner. And I was like, there's a Beatles song called Dizzy Miss Lizzie. And she's running like she's going to get dizzy. So that's why we named her Dizzy.
That's cute.
Well, see, that's interesting because you can.
But you can't just be like, this child is, all this child does is puke and
right.
poop itself.
Dogs are more
this
advanced than humans at that
pants.
Age.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? The kid's not going to have any personality after 4 weeks.
They could.
Well, it, name it's like Sir Cries a Lot.
Also, though, but the kid doesn't know.
Go to
know.
Sleep, you bastard.
Right.
The kid, put that on the birth certificate.
This child is STFU.
The kid doesn't know what their name is.
Like, no, the kid don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
You could call it whatever. It. Him or her. You
it.
Could call whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just was thinking of that.
I love Travis. I love that band so much. I've just been like in a stuck little like 1996 Britpop wormhole for like the past 3 months, and it's been wonderful.
It's a nice place to live.
It is.
It?
It's just Oasis, the Manic Street Preachers, Blur, Travis, Pulp, Supergrass, all these bands nobody's probably ever heard of.
I like Supergrass.
I love Supergrass. Saw them play at CD 101 in the Big Room. It's the only time I've ever seen them live. And they did like 7 songs.
You had Travis in the Big Room,
I
too,
did,
didn't you?
I did, and they were super sweet. They opened for Oasis in 2000. So that day was the best day of my life. Sorry, my wedding was great, too. But it was Travis came in first. We got to meet them. Amazing. And then Noel Gallagher came in. And
as you're falling
down.
Got
to hang out with him, and it was wonderful.
The wormhole of Britpop. Check out some Echo Belly tonight.
I haven't listened to, forever. I had them on CD as well.
Yeah.
It's buried in the closet.
Echo Belly.
Echo Belly.
Echo Belly.
Hey.
Yeah?
Happy anniversary.
And?
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Also, Cast.
I like this jam.
Oh, I have it. I could tell you. I have to tell you a story about Cast, but that's not on here.
All right.
I met them. They're amazing.
You met Cast?
Yeah. They were on their way to Top of the Pops. They were in our hotel in
all
England.
Right.
It was so cool.
Yes.
Sorry.
Jen Winters and Cast.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Love you guys.
The New
Thanks,
Orleans
Jen.
Saints are doing some Steiner math. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 5-minute holdup on westbound 670, going from 71 to Neal Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good news. Jack has personally invited the fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for increasing clouds overnight into Wednesday morning across central Ohio with a 60% chance of rain showers before 7 a.m. on Wednesday, then drier with some sunshine after that and high temps at 69. On Thursday, dry, sunny, a real nice day with temperatures at 64 for the high. On Friday, mostly sunny and then turning partly cloudy in the afternoon with high temps in the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. If your windows have been giving you trouble, letting in the heat, letting in the cold, your energy bills are going up, you need to call my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free. And there's no limit. If you need 50 windows, you only pay for 25. That's half. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. Quick, how many years is that?
24 months with no, 2 years.
2 years, that's right, Nicole Sharon.
Whoa!
And a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them Common Man sent you, and they'll say, who's that? And you'll say, yes. Nicole Sharon is with me today.
What up?
Here's a little story. Teddy actually is very excited about this. Brock Rechsteiner. Is that how we're saying the last name?
I think you're close.
Rechsteiner?
Rechsteiner. There
Rechsteiner?
You go. Yeah, that's it.
Brock Rechsteiner has signed a deal with the New England Saints. He's a wide receiver.
No, wait, the New England Saints?
Yeah.
What did I say? New Orleans Saints.
New Orleans.
It's new something.
Come on, Mikey.
Sorry. New England Saints, dude. New Orleans Saints. Undrafted rookie wide receiver. His father is Big Papa Pump.
Oh.
Scott Steiner, longtime professional wrestler. Now, he's long since retired. Are you familiar with the Big Bad Booty Daddy?
Y'all, we've talked about this. I'm not a WWE girly. Remember we talked about...
Well, he was big in WCW, which was Georgia Championship Wrestling
like
for a long
that.
Time. No?
I don't like any of that, I'll be honest.
Want to talk into that microphone there or just off to the side?
I'm loud enough that I
no,
could talk from
not.
Across the room and you'd hear me.
But Scott Steiner,
better?
His father, has one of my favorite sound bites of all time. This is him cutting a promo, as they say in the biz, trying to intimidate his opponents.
Okay.
All right, so here is Scott Steiner and a little what I like to call Steiner math.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning. If we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you as sacrifice.
All right. That's a Michigan graduate, by the way.
Have you heard of girl math?
I have not heard of... I've heard of girl dinner.
Yeah, so that reminded me of girl math. Because those were 5,000 numbers in one statement.
What's girl math?
Girl math is, so girl dinner is similar to girl math, where if, you know, oh, well, this bag costs $400 and, but I'm gonna make that next week, so I'll just buy it now, and it's like it evens out, right? Or girl math is, oh, well, I'll buy your coffee today because you'll buy me a coffee later on this week. So it's girl math. It evens out, right? That's girl math.
Okay.
And then girl math is also like you go to dinner and you get a Caesar salad, but you get French fries because it evens out.
See, I don't know why that's girl dinner. That to me is just eating some good stuff.
It's girl dinner because it's a girly, let's get a salad, but let's also be bad and have fries.
But I got no problem with that. I think it's great.
I also have no problem with that, but it's called girl dinner because think about it. When a girl goes to dinner with a guy and if we were to go to dinner and I ordered just a salad, you would look at me like I had seven eyeballs. Would you not?
No, I wouldn't.
You'd judge.
I judge, yes.
Correct. So the French fries is the girl dinner part of it where you're adding on the heartier, the greasy fries.
Now, when you go out with a man, I know this has not happened very often, but try and remember the last time he did.
All right.
When you go out with a man, do you just order a salad?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
I order something that I can eat clean, though.
I understand, and I do that, too. When I used to go on dates, I would think, all right, I'm not going to get the spaghetti, right? Because it's stringy and, you know.
No.
But if they have, like, a penne or something like that, that's easier to eat.
Yes.
Right? A steak is easier because you can cut it.
Yes.
Right? But a big sloppy burger.
Or no tacos.
That's not normally a first date type of thing.
Exactly. I will say, dinner dates on a first date kind of stress me out because the thought of, like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to order? And I don't want to look messy and I don't know what to get. It's kind of a little anxiety is there.
So you would rather just have like a low key first meeting, just meet for coffee?
I'd rather on a first date either meet for coffee or meet for happy hour drinks.
Okay.
That would be my ideal first date. I've gone on a second dinner, like the second date is dinner, and that's fine. The last guy I went on a date with, we did that.
But the happy hour drinks is not good because then what if you hit it off? Because what if you hit it off and then you're just an a-hole who doesn't buy the girl dinner?
No, you want to know what happened on a date I went on a while ago? We got drinks at Jackie O's, and then we were like both having a good time. And he said, are you hungry? Let's go get something to eat. We ended up going and getting food at Bud Dairy. That's what happens.
So it was the impromptu.
It was, which was
dinner.
Fun.
Does that make it better?
Yeah, because it was like we're both obviously vibing with each other. So let's go hang out more. And so we went and got food, and it was fun.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not against a dinner date on the first date, but think about it the other way around. If you don't vibe with this guy and you're stuck at a dinner for an hour and a half, happy hour drinks, you can knock them back and mosey on your way out if you're not vibing. What am I going to call you? Hey, I need you to rescue me. This dinner is terrible and
you've
don't like
this guy. You've done it before.
When have I done that before?
Are you on the new dating app, by the way?
I am.
What's it called again?
It's not new, but I'm on Raya. I am.
Okay. Well, explain, because you had to explain this to me. I don't know what
like
Raya
is.
Like
everything in life.
All right. Can I tell you something?
You go, Ryder?
I've been married for 20 years. So you do. Yes, you have to explain this to me.
No, you're right. I would be concerned if you knew what it was. So Raya is another dating app, but the difference between Raya and Hinge is that Raya screens you before you're accepted on the app.
I see.
They make you submit your Instagram, and basically, I guess you have to be verified on Instagram to be in the app.
Is it a like professional screening, or is it
the people who own the app?
You can't be ugly, or
I don't know. I don't talk to the people who run the app, but I think what they probably do is they look at your Instagram account. How many followers does this person have? Are they a public figure? Are they not a public figure? Do they look normal?
So this is only for public figures?
No, it's not, because I've run into people who are not public figures.
Okay.
But there's a lot of athletes on there. Like, you run into famous people on there. You run into people like me who are obviously not anywhere close to that. And then you run into people who aren't, famous or anything, but they're like a finance dude, or they're a doctor, or that kind of thing.
They're successful enough.
Yes.
Where they can be on this app.
Yes, I guess. But I don't even know if that's how I've only been on it for a week, and I've used it maybe two or three times.
Now, do you match with people?
You do, but the thing that's weird about the app is not everybody is in the city you're in, because there's an option that says traveling. So it can say that there's a guy on there that I think is cute, whatever, I like him, but it says traveling in Columbus for a week. So it's like, well, hold on, I don't want to go out with this guy. If you don't live here, you live in D.C.
This sounds like a booty app to me.
See, but it's not, and that's the weird part. It's not supposed to be that way. Because then there's another part. I'm still learning how to use the app because I don't fully know how to use it. But then there's another section that you click on where it shows people who are in your location.
Okay.
And then you can match with them. And if you like them and they like you, it'll say connected. And then you're connected
so
with
So have
someone.
You connected with anybody
I
yet?
I have with one person so far.
Why haven't you shown me this guy's profile yet?
I'll show you right now. Do you want to see it
yes,
right now?
Yes, I want to see it.
I
thought we had an agreement that you're not allowed to go out
night.
With anybody who
no,
I don't
no, no,
approve
no.
of.
I'm not going out with him. It just connected last night. Like,
I know, but
I'm not making
he
any
connected
moves
with
here.
You too.
Yes.
Right?
See, for example, there's a guy from London, UK that just came up.
Yes.
Why am I going out with a guy on the London, UK? That's not the guy. No. Yes, but that's the London guy. He looks very cheerio.
This is a good looking guy.
He is a good looking dude.
I'd move to London
for this
guy.
There's a lot of good looking dudes on the app.
Look at this. Joe, he's got good hair.
Yeah.
Good hair. Flowy hair.
I appreciate good
hair.
Not
on my level, but you know, it's pretty damn good.
So the guy, your level, okay.
You don't like my flowy hair?
This guy's name is Jack. That's Jack. He's a football coach at Bowling Green.
This is the guy you matched with?
Yes.
He looks like a nice strapping guy.
He does. I quite literally matched with him last night, so I know nothing about him besides the fact that he's a football coach at Bowling Green.
Okay.
And that's that.
But, I mean, you cover athletics for a living?
Yeah.
He works
yeah.
in athletics?
Yeah. It's great.
Seems You're cool. desperate? He's desperate?
Okay, let me put this straight. I am not desperate. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen, but I'm willing to put the effort out there.
And I applaud you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're being proactive.
I'm trying because, as you know, my schedule's really hard to have a dating life. I'll be honest. I only have two nights a week to myself.
Yeah.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Well, I mean, you're not the only working professional, but you just don't happen to have weekends off.
Right. Like, think about your typical Monday through Friday person. Like, I have friends in the newsroom who are producers or whatever who work 9 to 5. Then they get off and they could go on a date at 6:30. I don't ever get off at a normal time.
Well, this football coach is probably in the same boat as you. He's working weird hours.
But is that good? Because then what if his hours are weird and my hours are weird?
Nicole, there's no such thing as a perfect match at this level. When I first met my wife, she was a news producer for Channel 4, and she was working weekends exclusively. I was working morning shift. We hardly saw each other.
Yeah.
But the connection was there. And then over time, schedules change.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you shouldn't ignore the guy in London with the good hair. Maybe he gets a hold of you.
He does have good
and
hair.
And he's like, I'll move to where you are.
Is that your London accent?
Yes.
Kind of hard to do a London accent.
I'll move to where you are. Usually I do the old woman.
Cheerio.
Hello, Nicole.
Rapid fire is coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 45-minute delay due to an vehicle fire earlier that's blocking three lanes on northbound 71 on the north side at 161. It's still stop and go from 17th Avenue. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Bullying is one of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
Oh, Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Ask Tyvus Anything at 7:30. Rothman and Ice, noon to 3. Perhaps Matty Ice will be back from spewing out of the anus.
What?
To talk to Adam Schefter. Adam, Matty's got food poisoning.
I didn't know that.
He's been out the last 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
For the guy who eats so clean.
I know. That's the problem, is that he probably had one cheat meal. His body revolted.
No.
That was the end of it.
That's awful. Gosh.
He gave it something that wasn't broccoli or scrambled eggs.
Exactly.
Adam Schefter will be on at 12:30 tomorrow. And on this show tomorrow, I am hosting with Adam King. So it's a 3-hour like punching bag session. And you're going to be on at 3:30 for
That's
a little
right.
leather jacket time.
That's right.
That's Nicole Sheeran, by the way.
What's up, y'all?
From 10 TV.
What up?
Are you working tomorrow?
I am.
On the TV?
Yes. Working tomorrow, and then I leave for the bachelorette trip Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. That's right.
You going to get all sloppy?
No, I'm a good girl.
Well, I don't
it's
know, man.
Be a very
when you went to the
calm...
draft in Pittsburgh,
what did I do?
I called you the day after, and you're throwing up.
I wasn't throwing up. I had a migraine. I didn't sleep.
You said you yacked twice.
Well, yeah, because of my migraine, not because of anything else.
I think you and Adam were out there boozing.
No, we didn't have a lick of anything but water. Literally. I probably didn't have enough water. It's probably why I had a migraine. I need to go to the doctor about that. I have a lot of things to go to the doctor for.
When are you going to get more moles lanced off?
Wednesday at 9 a.m.
We should live stream that.
Should we?
Yes. Let's put it on the gram.
Okay. Is that allowed?
People would want... It's your medical procedure. You can do what you want.
I don't know if like HIPAA rules or whatever.
But it's your procedure.
That's true. But I have a... I don't know. Gotta have to censor some things. I mean, people
censor
don't want
some things.
Yeah, do people want to watch Scrippy Scrapey on my
yes.
stomach?
Yes, have you seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
That's true. I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
I'm just saying, it's on TV. People
That's
will watch
so true.
You get lanced.
It's pretty entertaining.
And your doctor's name is Lance. Lance Mannion. All right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid fire number one.
I'd like to say thank you to Waterworks. They just, you know, were here a little bit ago. They're finishing
cleaning up our
yeah.
poopy
They're
bathroom.
Fantastic job. And they sponsor my segment. So thank you, Waterworks.
Love it.
All right, what's your favorite Ohio State football alternate uniform?
I don't have one. They all suck.
What?
If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, then I guess I would pick this one that they just
yes.
unveiled yesterday. The
yes.
black one. It looks nice. It's very good. I just don't want to see them wear it in the game.
You didn't like the all-white ones? You like the all-white uniform.
What was the all-white? Was that called diamond something?
I do like an all-white look, but I think I like this look better. The black look.
Yeah. I also loved the all-scarlet look that they wore against Tennessee in the playoff game. I loved that. That was a vibe.
Well, that really wasn't an alternate.
It wasn't, but I'm just saying.
It was just a different combination.
Yes, but the combo was fire. It was cool. Yeah, I like the all-black look,
but see,
though.
I don't have a problem with that as much, because that's just, you're taking two parts of your regular uniform and you're combining them.
Yeah.
Well, they don't normally wear those
they don't.
That red color pants, though.
No.
That was different.
Yeah. Right.
Rapid fire number two.
All right. What team would you like to see Ohio State play in the playoffs, you know, that they haven't played against recently?
Georgia. It's been a minute.
It's been, what, four years?
I was
going to
say, it hasn't been that long.
I want to cover the game. So, selfishly, I want to see Georgia and Ohio State in the playoffs I can cover it.
I got a hot take for you.
Hot take.
I know a lot of people think that it would be the end of the world if this would happen. I think it would be fun. I want to see them play Michigan.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
I like that.
I want to see them play Michigan in the playoffs.
I want that to happen, and I want them to wear, you know, each of their home uniforms. So color on color, like USC.
I thought you meant alternates.
UCLA. No, alternates.
I was gonna say that too.
Yeah, that's what I want to see in the playoffs.
I don't have a problem with that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Rapid fire number three.
All right, if you're watching a televised sporting event that's a blowout, then which announcer would you like to be on the call to keep the game interesting and entertaining?
See, chances are I'm not still watching
it. I was about to say,
though.
I'm definitely not watching it.
But if I can go back in time, if we're talking about like just a blowout, nothing game, that's the time where I want like Bill Walton on mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's what I want, where he's telling stories about, you know,
yeah,
his travels with the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia. That's what I want to hear.
More, I like that. I'll go more recent, though. Shoot, let's have Tom Brady be a weirdo and just like...
How are you, Nicole?
Yeah, like, just be a weirdo and just, I'll find it entertaining.
This isn't a weirdo, it's just me being me. You don't like my voice?
Exactly.
I'm going to match with you on Raya.
Okay. On Raya.
Rapid fire number four.
All right. We were talking yesterday about a city in Alaska that'll have daylight for 84 straight days. Now, if we would have that happen here and it wouldn't get dark until August the 2nd, would you be okay with that?
No, I'd kill myself.
I'd be okay with it. I have blackout curtains.
I don't care.
In my apartment.
I can't deal with that. I can't. It's unnatural to me. I can't deal with that. I can't deal with the 84 days of night that they're going to have in the wintertime.
That's
now, if you grew up in that area, it's probably just, well, it's summer and spring, right? You're used to that. But for me, who's lived in my little corner of the Midwest my entire life, where things are pretty even from year to year, I couldn't handle that.
I get it, but just get some blackout curtains, and then you never have to feel depressed when it gets dark at 5 p.m. because it's light all the time. Just, I can sleep anywhere, though. You're talking to the girl who could sleep on the floor, on an airplane. I have no issue sleeping, so I'd be just fine.
Rapid fire number five.
Today is National Nutty Fudge Day. So what's your favorite?
Nutty Fudge Day? There's a different Fudge Day? This is Nutty Fudge Day.
Yeah, because there's just regular Fudge Day.
Okay.
Oh.
And so this is Nutty Fudge.
Okay.
So you got nuts in the fudge.
Okay.
So what's your favorite fudge, and are you a fan of having the nuts in the fudge?
I don't know if I've ever had the nuts in the fudge.
Really?
I'm not a huge fudge guy.
I'm not either.
I mean, if you give it to me, I'll eat it. I'll probably enjoy it.
How about brownies? You had nuts and brownies?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. My mom puts nuts in brownies, but my wife doesn't like nuts in any baked good.
Hmm.
Even though she enjoys nuts.
What about carrot cake? Aren't there nuts in that? Walnuts?
There are nuts in there.
Yeah.
She's not big on carrot cake.
I love carrot cake. Mmm, it's good.
You know who's got a good carrot cake?
Who?
Hyde Park's got a good carrot cake.
I've never been to Hyde Park.
It's a huge, like, one of those huge half a cake wedges.
Where it's bigger than your face.
But it's very moist. It's very good. And you can put cream cheese frosting on a shoe, and I would eat it.
Okay.
You don't like the cream cheese?
I love cream cheese, but not on
like
a shoe.
Like on a red velvet?
Oh, I love it. You also just use my least favorite word. I'm not going to really address it. We can move on. But
what?
The M word.
Moist?
Yes.
That's a lot of people's...
I hate that word. Just call it anything else.
Juicy?
No, I don't know if that's
succulent?
Much better. I don't know. I don't know if that's... There's really no other word.
I'm
going to
look at you and I'm just going to say, succulent.
Nice and juicy.
Well, Teddy knows my least favorite word.
What is it?
Fingers.
Fingers?
Well, finger I don't like.
What?
And there's
like
also another word that we can't say that I don't like.
What word? Oh.
Well, I can tell you off the air.
Oh, okay. I'm a little scared. You don't like fingers?
I don't like the word finger.
And what do you call a chicken finger? A tender? A chicken tender?
You like the finger legs?
No, I don't like
what
the finger
What are these
legs.
Called, Mikey, on your hand?
Digits.
Digits?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That is a disgrace.
Slap me some digits.
All right. Hey, Tiger got some bad news today.
Oh,
you know
no.
what? I don't want to do that. Let's have some more gossip time with Nicole. That's what people have tuned in for, right, Teddy?
Well, she could tell us about what prescription drugs she's on.
Oh.
Because that's the Tiger story, right?
Right. Tiger's
I am on a prescription.
Prescription drug records have been released to the Florida authorities now.
Got it.
He was trying to prevent that from happening because he didn't want everybody to know the cocktail that he was on.
Yeah.
But... Maybe you can tell us all your prescription drugs.
Oh.
Coming up next. I'll tell you mine.
That's a teaser.
It's a long list. They're all crazy. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident. That's on Hall Road near Norton Road. And you're looking at about a 5-minute delay on eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Dunoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
Put more money.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, join us for the Fan 5K presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. It's a 5K run and a 1 mile walk happening Saturday, June 20th at Otterbein University in Westerville. Some of your favorite fan personalities are going to be there, including T-Bone and Tyvus and me. And Timmy and Eric Reeser and, yes, 10TV's Adam King and Nicole Sharon will be running the race. Woo-hoo! In silly outfits.
That's right.
Every participant gets a finisher's medal, a race shirt, free photos, and some awesome gifts from Logan Services. The Fan 5K is presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. Sign up today at 971therace.com.
I don't know what I'm wearing. What should I wear?
Something leather.
I know, but see, that's what's been discussed, but I may die of a heat stroke.
Well, Adam did the whole thing last year in a full suit.
Oh, I'm aware. He almost died.
And that would be good for you.
Okay.
Then you move up in the rotation.
That's true. No, but I would die because I'd be in the leather suit. I was trying to find some leather leggings and a leather tank top.
You're with me, leather.
Okay. All right.
What are we talking about
prescriptions.
Here?
What are your prescriptions, Mike?
This is what the show has evolved into, us talking about all the prescriptions.
Wait, I'm on
way too many. You have a story?
I do have a story.
Okay.
But I want to hear your prescriptions.
No, it's too many.
Okay.
All right, so I'll just give you the cliff notes.
Okay.
So I got the cholesterol. Take a pill for that.
Okay.
Take two pills for male pattern baldness.
Oh.
Two of those.
Okay.
Have all the depression pills.
Okay.
Take pills.
Plural.
Plural.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I take? Vitamins and supplements and probiotics and prebiotics and all that
all
crap.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Vitamins.
Yeah. All that crap. I feel like I'm missing something.
Are you one of those people that has the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday little pill holders?
Yes,
and
but
you take
I take
it
so
out?
Many pills. I have morning pills and I have evening pills.
Oh,
so I have two different pill holders. Depending on the time of day.
This is 43? 45. 47.
46. Yeah, can you imagine what it's going to be? Times two?
That's what I have
I'm
to
not
look
kidding
forward
it. Times
to.
Two. Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
So all right, tell me the story. Come on.
Okay, so I'm at my apartment complex yesterday, And there's a lot of really cute dogs that live in my complex. And I get in the elevator, and there's this guy with this golden retriever, and it's so cute. The cutest. I'm such a dog person, so I'm petting the dog. I'm talking to the guy. We're waiting for the elevator. And he seems super nice. We're just chatting.
Single guy?
I don't know. What do you think? I go up to a guy and say, hey, you single? Okay, great.
No, but did you see a ring?
No, I didn't see a ring, but that doesn't mean he's single.
Around the same age range as you?
Probably a little bit older than me.
Okay.
Nice guy, though. We were bonding, talking about the dog. Then we get in the elevator, and this dog is like jumping all around like a golden retriever does. Its tongue is out. It's drooling everywhere. And then the elevator at my apartment is a little slow because it breaks a lot, which is a little concerning. That's a different story. And I'm on the fourth floor, so I click four. He's also on the fourth floor. And it's going very slowly. And all of a sudden, I turn around, and the dog is squatting.
What's
going on? And he goes, oh, my God. And he's like, I don't remember what name he called his dog, but he was calling the dog's name. And he goes, no, stop. The dog takes a large crap in the elevator. In the elevator.
But that's not symbolic for your life, I don't know what is.
The worst part about the story is that this guy didn't have any poop bags to pick up the poop in the elevator. So what do? Because I'm a nice person. We stop at the fourth floor and I say, hold the elevator. I'll go run to my apartment and get a Ziploc bag for you. So I run to my door, get a Ziploc bag for this guy, give him it to pick up the crap, because that would be a rude awakening. You open it and there is crap on the floor in the elevator. And he then picks up his dog's poop. Like, we really bonded over this moment, even though it was disgusting.
Did you not ask this guy out then? This could be a story that you tell.
He should be asking me out.
At your 50th wedding anniversary.
He should be asking me
out. Nicole, you gotta seize the day.
Carpe diem, Mike.
Okay, maybe he was intimidated because, you know, Comet just dropped a deuce in the elevator.
It smelled too.
Like, it's instantly. Crap, Nicole.
And it was hot in the elevator. And imagine if we got stuck in there. Because the elevator breaks a lot. Imagine if we got stuck in the elevator.
With a crapping dog.
And he doesn't have a bag to pick it up. So we're just in there.
You got to do it right in front of the
festering.
Dog, too.
Gosh.
My God.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I don't even know the guy's name. That's the worst part. Zenobia, my friend, I told her the story and she goes, well, what's his name? I didn't even catch the guy's name. I may never see him again.
Maybe he's listening. Hey,
I don't know.
Elevator dog guy. You'll know. Did your dog crap in an elevator with Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV in it? If you're listening, get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. Email me goodcleanboy@gmail.com and we'll get you guys hooked up.
The dog was so cute.
Right.
Too.
Imagine how cute that dog's going to be watching you guys get it on.
No.
Because some people just let their dogs watch. Teddy, you let your dogs watch when you get it on?
That's really weird.
Stop it.
That is the weirdest thing. About dogs, do you notice how dogs follow you to the bathroom? And then when you're sitting on the toilet, they want to be in the bathroom with you. It's the weirdest thing.
Dogs have a different sense of borders and smell as us.
But why do they want to be there with you?
They smell something coming, and they're like, ooh, interesting.
It's so
odd. It's layered to them.
I don't know. I find it very weird.
What you smell as foul, they smell as, ooh,
flowers.
Fun time.
Oh.
Let's see what she's cooking in here. Mommy.
You don't have a dog, do you?
What are you cooking? I've never had a pet in my life.
Really?
Yeah, never had a pet in my life.
What do you call Samantha?
What? What do I call my 9-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's... He's kind of a pet.
You've never had a pet?
No.
We should get you a pet.
No, we shouldn't.
A pet rat.
Nope. That's the end of that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm going to live and die and never going to have a pet. I don't begrudge other people their pet. I don't dislike animals. I just don't want one living in the house with me.
Is it a cleanliness thing?
It is indeed. It's an obligation thing. It's a cleanliness thing. I don't want to have to know that I have to go outside with something and pick up poop. I'm not doing that.
But you're a clean guy, right?
Very clean.
Do you use wipes in the bathroom?
I don't. We just got a very nasty email that's been sent out to the staff because our toilets exploded here at the radio station, mm-hmm. and they discovered the cause of it, and it's because someone has been bringing their dude wipes from home.
Now, we don't know their dude wipes.
Well, they're...
But the ratio of guys to girls in this office is pointing towards dude wipes.
Do you bring your wipes in?
No,
there?
I don't do that.
You don't. You don't.
At home,
you don't like have a BH. There's like it's all sewn up.
No, it's not the human centipede out here. That's, okay, good Lord.
Oh, I hope elevator guy gets in touch with me. The stories
so
you guys are going to tell.
Oh, great.
You, him, the dog, human centipede, all of it. It's a good time.
Oh, man.
I want to talk about being enhanced. All right, because being ordinary in sports, that's not fun. I'm talking about being enhanced. Steroid me up.
Oh.
That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown if you're on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from Main Street to 33. And we've got a 15-minute delay on westbound 670 from 5th Avenue to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Blue Jackets Today. Signed free agent center Charlie Coyle to a 6-year, $36 million deal to bring him back to Columbus after one season. Playoffs tonight on the ice. Buffalo at Montreal. Canadiens lead 2-1. Anaheim at Vegas. That series tied to 2-2. NBA playoffs. Western semis. Minnesota at San Antonio. They're tied to 2-2. College hoops. We know next season Ohio State will play Michigan. Iowa and Penn State both home and away. Home only with Maryland, Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Rutgers, Washington, and Wisconsin. All the others are away only. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians at home of the Angels, Cincinnati Reds host Washington, and the Clippers at St. Paul tonight. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, Mom was over for Mother's Day on Saturday, and I made one of her favorite dishes. Ooh. Linguine with clams.
Okay? Oh, yum.
It's a very Italian-American thing. The thing is, though, you need that pasta to be nice and al dente.
Mm.
All right, because if you have a soggy, limp noodle, it's not going to go well with that clam.
No. It's going to be all...
Pasta's got to be stiff.
Yes.
Clam's got to be juicy.
Okay. I don't know where this is going.
Well.
I'm a little scared.
Maybe with your lovemaking.
Oh.
Pasta's got to be stiff. Clam's got to be juicy. Mix up that formula. You got problems. So maybe your noodle is a little less than al dente. That's called ED, erectile dysfunction. And then that clam's not going to be happy then.
I hated what you just did there.
I'm just selling a product here, Nicole.
I know. You know, that's you did
all right?
A good job.
This is what they pay me for, the creativity.
What?
Sure, there's a script here I could be reading.
That's boring.
But that is boring. I ad-libbed. I want you to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health today. They have an expert staff. If you're like a lot of men, you could be having linguine with clams the day after your appointment. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Are you one of those Italians who eats Italian food all the time, like even for breakfast? Like, what do you eat for breakfast?
What do I eat for breakfast?
I can't picture what you make yourself for breakfast for some reason.
I'm not a huge breakfast guy, but I like a bowl of cereal. I like a
Okay.
Pop-Tart.
I was thinking you were going to say, like, I like some spaghetti and meatballs.
What the hell? Who's eating spaghetti and meatballs for breakfast?
Tom Tiberi.
He's an idiot. By the way, Dom DeBerry's not Italian. He's Italian. That's the difference.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I don't know what the difference is.
He
but
has the palate of a five-year-old.
He does. Yes.
Here's something for you.
Okay.
Have you heard of the enhanced games?
I know what enhancements are.
The enhanced games market themselves as a drug-friendly alternative to the Olympics. Co-founder and CEO Max Martin says the company's ambitions extend past sports into human health and performance optimization. Now, the inaugural enhanced games will be taking place May 24th in Las Vegas.
Okay.
50 athletes, ages 21 and older, competing to break world records in swimming, track, and weightlifting. Use of performance-enhancing drugs not required, but athletes are encouraged.
It's not mandatory?
To use certain use certain substances as long as they've been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and are taken under medical supervision. It'll be up to the individual athletes to disclose whether they're competing enhanced. Here's a quote from the CEO, Max Martin. If you look at Hollywood, every actor is enhanced. If you look at some of the top executives in the world, many of them are openly enhanced. But athletes, the people that actually need it the most, because being an athlete is so taxing on your body, well, they're not allowed. He said, science is the biggest asset we have as a society. So let's make use of it. Look, both of those things, CEOs and people on Instagram that are enhanced, they're not competing for anything.
No, exactly.
The Rock is in a movie.
Yes.
He's not competing with anyone.
Right.
He's playing pretend, making himself good while he plays pretend.
Yep.
The antithesis of sports competition is, in theory, to make sure that we're all at the same skill level and on the same playing field, and then you determine the best based on that. I like the idea of it, though, because I've said before, Teddy can back me up on this, before the enhanced games was even a glimmer in anybody's eye, I think that we should just pull the pin. And for the Olympics, we have full roiding.
What?
Full roiding. Because that not only is a competition between the athletes, it's also the scientists of each individual country. So they're up there to get the gold medals as well. And if, you know, Katie Ledecky has a penis growing out of her forehead because of whatever she's taken to make her the best, well, then that's just the way it has to be.
That would be, you know what I immediately thought of when you started talking about this is just, it's all about the entertainment factor. That's all this is. Think about it. It's more entertaining to watch a dude who's hitting dingers all day long than to watch somebody strike out every single time. It's more entertaining for the viewers to watch everybody on roids because they're going to be better, right? Or in that scenario, it's going to be funny.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm clearly just joking around.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is,
I don't want Katie Ledecky to have a penis on her forehead.
No, that would not be a great scene for anybody.
But, no, go ahead.
No, I could see it actually being a thing, but my first question until you then answered it, I was about to say, how is this safe? But it's safe because they're having these scientists monitor it, which makes sense.
Well, can I tell you something? There's crooked doctors and scientists all over the place.
Yeah.
All right. And let me tell you something. You can say, well, it's all FDA approved. It's under medical supervision. If there's a line to be crossed and an edge to be had, they will go for it. And then I'd get a total kick out of the enhanced games having to disqualify someone. Because they're not following the rules of roiding,
right,
according to them.
Right. No, you're totally right. They're going to be broken. That's inevitable. But what happens if these enhanced games are so much more entertaining
They're not going to be.
That people don't want to watch regular sports anymore enhanced games are so much better.
They're not going to be.
How do you know?
Because I know. Because can I tell you something? Deep down, we all just want to lie to ourselves.
Do we?
Yes, because we're all a bunch of filthy, disgusting humans, but we wash and put on clothes and pretend like we don't go home and watch disgusting things on our iPad.
I don't do that. I don't know what you do, but I don't
again,
do that.
You're pretending.
No, I'm not.
You go home and you watch whatever girl smut you're going to watch.
I mean, I watch like reality TV.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay, that's fine. Okay? I'll admit it.
Yeah. But as popular as Bravo is, Bravo's never winning an Academy Award.
Absolutely not. Love Island? Trashy television.
Right. We have it in its category.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a waste of time. That's trash. Oh, yeah. Look at Fast Swimmer Boy. What cocktail's he on today? Look at him. Yeah. But in reality, it's got its little place.
Right.
Right? As like a cheap thrill and empty calorie. But when you want real substance, that's still going to be the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's where the stories are told.
There will be stories in the enhanced games.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be stories, but do you want to hear them?
You're talking to a storyteller. I'll find the stories.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Nicole from 10TV. I'm here with Bertha. Bertha is doing weightlifting in the enhanced games, and she can lift more weight than anybody else. She's also grown a little bit of a winky.
Would you not read that story?
Film at 11.
No, but you wouldn't tell that story. Mainstream doesn't want to hear that story.
How do you know?
That's on a Reddit subthread. Bertha's winky. But you're not doing that at 11.
Listen.
Trust me, you should, but you're not.
I should. The enhanced games, we could enhance our 11 o'clock with these enhanced games.
Dom DeBerry and I were doing a thing for Channel 10 today.
Yeah, you were all dressed up and he wanted whatever.
I just put a sports jacket on. He wanted to talk about how the SEC doesn't want to have as many teams in the new college football playoff as the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And so we had our little conversation and he talked about how he didn't like the SEC and he did his Dom thing.
He doesn't like the SEC.
That's fine. I don't either. But then we cut and Dom and I are walking back off camera. He said, what I really wanted to say was that in the South, they're just a bunch of hillbillies.
He always says that.
Right. And I said, well, Dom, why didn't you just say that? I can't say that on the air. Dom can't say hillbilly on the air, but you're going to have a story about Bertha's ween?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe Dom can't say that, but can the Coco?
You're going to say
it? Yeah.
All right, set it up. Go ahead.
What? Set up what I'm going to say?
Yeah. How are you going to write
it? All right. I'm going to say.
Now, again, this is going over the airwaves.
Well, I'm not going to say. No, I'm not going to spoil it.
You're not really going to do it, Nicole. This is never going to be a thing that you're going to do.
Why?
All right.
We'll have some Nat Pops of the Winky to start it off.
What's a Nat Pop?
You don't know what a Nat... It's Nat Sound to kick off something. Like, I do Nat Sound if there's a play, and it's Bruce Thornton to win it! And then I go, welcome into sports, Bruce Thornton, not only a star on the court, but off the court as well. So that'd be with Big Bertha. The Winky starts it off.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, you thought that was big? Well, welcome... Take a look at her. Her name's Big Bertha.
What's the matter with you?
We got to workshop it, okay? Just wait. Tune in.
You can't say hillbilly on 10TV, but you can say it here. Let's talk about some hillbilly college football coaches coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two left lanes and causing a 20-minute delay on westbound 670 at Leonard Avenue. And there's another slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Hello.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for a chance of rain showers early on Wednesday morning before 7 a.m. Then it'll be drier with some sunshine after that. Highs on Wednesday at 69 degrees across central Ohio. On Thursday, dry, sunny, and 64. On Friday, also a dry day with high temps in the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company, a special Tuesday edition of Jason's Beef with Jason Starr coming up at 5:30. Nicole Sheeran is with me today because Timmy is celebrating the one-year anniversary of this show.
Without you.
By golfing in Michigan.
Where in Michigan?
I don't know, but he sent Teddy a picture, and I didn't get a picture.
Wow.
Probably because he knows that I just yell at him.
Do you think Tim's listening right now?
Well, no. He sent me a picture a little bit ago, and he was out on the course. And he's got like some weather gear on. He says it's 40 and rainy right now, and he's loving every minute of it.
Well, good.
It's Arcadia Bluffs.
Well, that's what happens when you go golfing in Michigan at this time of the year. It's rainy and cold, right? I'm talking into the... How much closer do I have to get the mic to my mouth?
Move the mic. It moves with you.
Hello?
When you move your head... I know you're used to having a lapel mic on.
No, I'm used to... Yeah, that or a stick mic that I hold in my hand.
Hi.
Hey.
Nicole here with Big Bertha's Ween.
I can't wait to do that story one
Let's
day.
Talk about some hillbilly coaches. So,
all right.
Lane Kiffin's in some hot water because he was interviewed by Vanity Fair, an article that was published yesterday. And he was talking about, you know, the move from Oxford, Mississippi to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The bayou.
And how it's much easier to recruit at LSU than Ole Miss. He said that he'd go to parents' houses and they'd say, hey, coach, really like you, but my grandparents aren't letting me move to Oxford, Mississippi. That doesn't come up when you say Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parents were sitting here this weekend saying the campus's diversity feels so great. It feels like there's no segregation, and we want that for our kid because that's the real world. And so lots of pushback on that. See, I sort of chuckled a little bit because I hate all things South.
That's really nice considering both of my parents are from the South, and I went to school there.
You know what? I'm sure your parents are the exception.
Yeah, they're great. They're lovely people.
But I'm not a fan of the South. So to see two Southern areas fighting with each other is fun for me. Also, I was unaware that Baton Rouge, Louisiana is a beacon of progressive ideology.
Yeah, I also was unaware of that.
I guess it is.
I was very unaware of that.
I mean, you've been there, right?
Yes, I have. I've been there. I've been to Oxford and I've been to Baton Rouge.
And?
There's a whole lot of nothing in Baton Rouge. I did not like it.
Morgan Freeman lives in Oxford. At least there's that.
I thought Oxford was very cute. It was a lovely little town.
I've actually heard good things about it there.
It's got great tailgating, too. The Grove is awesome at Ole Miss. The other part of that, I'm not really sure there. With the
Now, does the school still have the Confederate flag in their school flag?
What?
Because for a while they did. I know the state of Mississippi for a long time had the Confederate flag in state flag. Yeah, I think it's gone, but it's gone like in the last 5 years.
I know,
it's
like, not more recent than it should have been.
Right.
Yeah.
So look, I'm not saying that there aren't people who said, I don't want my kid to go to Oxford, Mississippi. I get that. I do chuckle because, like, and now I'm at Stanford.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're in Baton Rouge. Where more ass backward Cajun people live.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, listen, again, my parents are from the South. I went to school at Georgia. You talk about hillbillies, though? Baton Rouge? Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do a little SEC hillbilly ranking.
Ooh, I like this.
Okay. So, Nashville's probably the most cosmopolitan.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure. Yeah.
Georgia Tech's in Atlanta. That doesn't count.
No,
Georgia Tech's an ACC school.
That doesn't
count. So, let's go with University of Georgia.
That's not the most hillbilly at all. You got Atlanta an hour 15 away.
Right, but we can't judge it based on Atlanta being close.
I'm not saying that because I went there. It's not the most hillbilly, I promise you.
I'd put
like maybe Alabama or...
Tuscaloosa, Gainesville.
Yeah, Gainesville's probably up there too. I don't know. Tuscaloosa's pretty country. There's a whole lot of nothing besides school there.
Mississippi State is what? Is that Starkville?
Starkville. I've never been there, but I could see that also being up there.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about Oxford being...
See, Oxford has charm, though. There's like this southern charm to Oxford. Kind of how I would describe Auburn. Very small. It's there because the school's there. But I wouldn't call Auburn hillbilly. It's charming.
Again, though, you are looking at it from your lens, as you should.
Right.
Which is young white girl lens.
What about Arkansas? Razorbacks. Little Rock.
I bet you Arkansas is up there on the hillbilly scale.
I would think so. I've actually driven through Arkansas, Little Rock to be exact. There was nothing there. Really.
Nothing there?
No. There were a few cute restaurants, but we just ended up stopping at Chick-fil-A, per usual. I saw the actual Little Rock in Little Rock, though.
There's a Little Rock.
Yes.
What's the symbolic nature of that?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't have time to read the sign.
You didn't stop to read the sign. You just kept right on going.
Right on going. We got places to be. We were going to Memphis for March Madness. We had places to be. No time to read.
What'd you think of Memphis?
I did not like it at all, to be completely honest with you. Nope. It feels like a version of Broadway in Nashville. But I'm going to be real with you. I didn't feel super safe in Memphis.
You're like an NBA player now. Like LeBron hates Memphis.
No, okay. Well, I also shouldn't have been walking. Well, I was there alone
Memphis.
At my old station, I was a one-woman sports department. So they sent me by myself to cover March Madness in Memphis. I had a little wagon with all my camera stuff and I had taped all the stuff for the shows. It's probably 11 o'clock. And I walked by myself back to my hotel, going straight through the part of Memphis that kind of looks like Broadway in Nashville, but it's got all the, you know, bars and the music and all that. And I didn't feel safe.
Why didn't you walk with a buddy?
There was nobody left.
It's a city. It's night.
No, there was nobody left at the arena because I had to tape 5,000 things and go live for the show. There was nobody left. They were locking the doors on me practically. I had so many things because I was by myself. I was alone. So I had to do the job of 500 people. It was a lot. It was really scary, actually. I didn't have a great time, to be honest with you. Didn't love Memphis.
I feel like there's more to this story.
No, that was it. I just got a couple things said at me as I was walking back to the hotel.
Some compliments?
No, not in that regard.
Oh, look at Little Miss Camera Crew here.
Little Miss Camera Girl by herself. Yeah, it was great. Then I got back to the hotel and it was fine. I don't know. I'd rather just go to Nashville if I want to get that
fix.
Got
a prayer in Memphis.
Have you been to Nashville?
I have.
Broadway? You got cowboy boots in your closet?
I am not a fan of Nashville.
What? Why people, huh?
Yeah, there's people there. It's the fact that everybody likes Nashville, which
it's
pisses
so
me
fun.
Off. It's not, you know what it is? It's a woo town.
Woo town?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's the type of town that you're in where you can't look down the street without seeing some girl in a white sundress and cowboy boots going, woo!
Woo! Bachelorette party! Yeah!
That's so accurate.
Of course it's accurate. It's a woo town.
Every time I've been, it's great.
You know, and you're probably that girl.
No, I've never.
You're wooing down the street.
I don't woo. I yell my classic line that I'm not going to say on the air. You know what it is. Sup?
What's up, bitches?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, I've never been there for a bachelorette party. I feel like it's similar to Vegas in that way. Vegas is a woo town.
Yeah, but Vegas, yes, it was made to be that way.
Yes, maybe Nashville was too. There are some really nice parts of Nashville.
I'm sure there are. That's where Herbie's dog is there, crapping in the elevator.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Nicole, sorry about my dog.
Dropping a Devlin. Do you know that reference?
No.
From the movie Just Go With It? Drop a Devlin?
What's Just Go With It?
A movie
I ain't
with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler. Who are you, Tyvus?
I ain't seen it.
Okay.
Jason's Beef, a special Tuesday edition of Jason's Beef with Jason Stark, coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some holdup due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 at Hilliard Rome Road on the west side. We also have about a 15-minute delay on eastbound 33 going from Refugee Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
It's a special Tuesday edition. Jason's Beef with Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
What's up, Mike?
It's just me and you today, so it's an intimate conversation.
Yeah. Tuesdays. You, me, and Tuesday. We're all mixed up.
I saw today that the Players Association and top officials from Major League Baseball got together really for the first time to start talking about the collective bargaining agreement, which is going to be up in 6 months. Have you gotten any word on how that went? I assume some yelling and screaming, I hate you. No, I hate you more.
I would be very surprised if that's how today went. I think today's just a sneak preview of where it's heading. And there'll be some yelling and screaming over the next 6 months. That the labor agreement expires in 6 months. And I don't see any scenario where there's not a lockout coming in 6 months. And then what happens from there? Really hard to say. I think you guys have asked me before. I wish I could tell you that being the upbeat human I normally am, that I'm optimistic. Nobody makes me feel that way now. Nobody.
Well, you know, we talk about salary cap, and it looks like the owners are really interested in pursuing this, and that's a total non-starter from a player's standpoint. Look into the crystal ball for me. When this is all said and done, as ugly as it gets, maybe there's an extended work stoppage, will there be a salary cap when it's all said and done?
The chances are none and none.
That's what I think, too. I think that this is all just going to be a giant waste of time, and you're going to decimate your fan base.
Well, we've seen this movie before where over the last 40-some years, there have been a few times where owners said, we have to have a cap. And I think there are actually there are actually reasons that the players should think about a cap in a sane world, because one thing a cap does is it produces a partnership between each side that is just missing in the sport right now. It's really hard to work together to fix anything. But the way the union goes about it, it's like they honestly feel like if they were ever to discuss any aspect of a cap, the ghost of Marvin Miller would strike them all down with lightning. And that's it. I honestly think that this has been handed down now by so many generations that they just won't go there. And the owners honestly know this cannot happen. This cannot get sold. And so they need to figure out what's the thing that would work kind of like a cap, but isn't a cap.
Right.
And I think there are ways to do it.
Well, give me an example. What do you think?
All right. Well, what do we have now? We have a luxury tax, competitive balance tax at the top. Why don't we have a tax at the bottom? You know, if you want to tank, if you want to be the Marlins and you want to consistently go lower than, you want to pick a number, 80 million, right? Or 100 million, whatever you think is unreasonable, and you consistently go under that payroll, then the first year you pay a modest tax. But the second year, then you pay a bigger tax. And if you do it 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row, like the way the Astros did back in the day, then that becomes a huge tax hit. And it functions like a salary floor without being a firm floor.
I like that idea.
I think that's one thing that has to happen. And then, you know, people talk about payroll disparity. That's not the big problem now. The biggest problem is revenue disparity. You know, especially as the regional sports nets collapse around us, ask yourself, what's the path for the Reds or the Guardians or the Pirates to ever have as much revenue as the Dodgers under this system? What's the answer to that?
The only path is to split everything equally from everybody, but I can't see the owners getting involved with that.
Yeah, that's a really tough one to sell to the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets, who have these networks. But there needs to be a vehicle for these teams to share a lot more money, a lot more revenue. You know, they're laying the groundwork for a totally different TV structure sometime over the horizon on the other side of the labor mess, in which there would be a big national deal, but that it includes local TV, because how many teams now are under the umbrella of Major League Baseball producing their local telecasts?
Right.
And that's a great idea, except the Dodgers are never doing that. The Yankees are never doing that. The Cubs are not doing that. The Mets are not doing that. And then what? I don't know the answer to that, but figuring out how to split that TV revenue pie is huge.
I guess my question to you, though, and we're talking to Jason Stark for Jason's Beef, a special Tuesday edition, is, are there enough of those owners that are making money through television now to really put their foot down. Because I read a thing the other day about how the Braves, under their new, you know, media deal, because their RSN collapsed, their revenue's down 41% year to year. And this is a big time market. It's a team that's used to making money off of television revenue. If you have more of these owners saying this is not a sustainable method for us, aren't there more of them than they are the Hal Steinbrenners and the Cohens of the world?
Obviously, yes. There are enough of those owners to force a major work stoppage.
Right.
There just are. And there aren't enough of the other owners to block it. That's a real problem. Here's my question. How is that the player's problem? That's the owner's problem.
Well, right. I mean, it's ultimately all tied together. And then, you know, player's problem, owner's problem is all baseball's problem. And then it becomes our problem.
Totally right. Now, you know, the one thing that I would say is this far out, we're a long way from next opening day, you know, almost 11 months. And it always looks bad. It always looks terrible. It always looks terrifying. And there's a lot of time to head off disaster. But, you know, as somebody who sadly, I mean, I had to cover a lot of that 1994-95 work stoppage. And I know, I lived it, how the sport has never been the same. And they, you know, they can look at the cash registers ringing and think everything bounced back great, but that's not true. Baseball has never occupied the same place in the American heart and soul since that strike, since they canceled the World Series, that it used to. And I you know, there's still people hanging around who lived through that. And if I were in charge, I would make sure that all the people in management who want to go down that road, let's stop a game for 3 months, 6 months, however long it takes, they should talk to the people that lived through it the first time. If they think it's worth it, they are really mistaken.
Let me ask you this. I don't think this is a real possibility, but we've seen how heated these things can get. I know that in this situation, the labor deal ends on December 1st, which means the season is over. They play the entire season. You're not going to have a situation like you did back in 1995. But can you see things maybe getting so contentious publicly that the season, this season, is disrupted in any way because the owners have just said, you know what, screw you guys, we're closing the doors?
Wait, the 2026 season?
Yes.
No, that will not happen. That would be I didn't go to law school again this week, but that would be illegal. There's no vehicle to force a work stoppage in the middle of this season. But the start of next season is obviously in jeopardy, and that hurts me to even think about it. It hurts my brain to think about it. I just hope that there are enough deal makers at the table when it gets to crunch time that's not what happens. But if you look at who's at the table right now on each side, it does seem like there are people on the owner's side who don't care and are willing to walk the plank. And there are people on the player's side who are not what I would call deal makers. And here's the biggest problem of all, that if they lose games, people will look at it and all they'll see is greed, that greed on each side forced us to this place. And that's just, has there ever been a worse time for that look? I'll say no.
No, and I wonder too, because we're having same issues in college football, college sports, when it comes to Wild Wild West situations and greed and who's right and who's wrong. And right or wrong, we have a president who feels like he can fix everything. Do you think that things would get to the point where we have some sort of, I don't know, presidential involvement, government involvement in this?
Oh, he's going to get involved. I don't think there's any doubt he's going to get involved, but I wish him luck trying to fix this. I wish him luck. I don't know who could do it. I don't know. You want to try?
Yeah, you and I can try. We can do it.
We have a better shot.
Yeah, we can.
We would.
We can at least talk to. We can order Chinese food. We can sit in a room and we can just talk it out, which is what I think they need to do.
Talking dialogue, very helpful. You were talking about yelling and screaming. There's going to be a lot of that, and that, in my experience, is not that helpful.
Well, apparently, it is when Bryce Harper's just screaming at the commissioner. We can agree on that.
I think he enjoyed it, but
yeah. I think a lot of people enjoyed it.
I don't think it's going to lead to labor peace. I don't.
Jason, I appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, man. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Normally, we talk to Jason on Monday, but today a little special Tuesday. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 at Leonard Avenue. It's a little stop and go from International Gateway. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 315 from 670 to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40. You only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube. Ooh, just to name a few. Live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer.
Beamer!
Brandon Beam. How are you, Beamer?
Tom and Nicole, happy Tuesday.
Hi. Beam, we missed you. I missed you.
Oh, during the leave?
Paternity leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think about you guys one time.
I'm sure you did.
I wouldn't expect you to, you know?
Not a single time.
That's
I said,
okay.
Boy, do I wonder what these guys are doing over here. Not once.
I sent you a message, though.
Well, that is true.
Well, how you doing?
We missed you.
You like a little Kukos?
I do like
you
Kukos.
You like a little Kukos? Uh-huh.
That was the first restaurant that we took the boy to. It's Kukos.
Does he enjoy it?
It's Kukos.
Well, you don't know what Kukos is?
No.
Well, you're missing out.
Apparently.
Best Mexican restaurant in town.
Ooh, I do like Mexican food.
Beamer tailgates in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
They open at 7 a.m.
As you should.
Wow. I got a front row sports bar right at 6 a.m. Tailgate that. And then
that's how you know.
Kukos at 7.
That's a good Mexican restaurant.
Open all day. Breakfast.
Yeah.
Got everything going for them.
Huevos rancheros.
What's your go-to Mexican food? Like you get at a Mexican food restaurant.
Depends. It all depends on the spot. Like Mother's Day, Meredith wanted to go sit at the patio at El Vaquero. Cuco's closed on Sunday, so we had to make the pivot. I get very different foods at different places. Like Cuco's, I usually just get the straight like steak burrito because I like their burritos. Or if I'm eating there, fish burrito, because their fish like straight out of the fryer is good.
I love a good fried fish.
And then El Vaquero, usually like pollo ranchero. is what
Ooh.
I get.
Ooh.
Depends on the restaurant. What are you?
I like
brown rice, fish, avocado. That's it.
Yep, pretty much. You nailed it.
Wait, that's my salmon bowl that I meal prep, but not at a Mexican restaurant. I love a chicken quesadilla or fajitas. I do love a fajita. Comes sizzling on the dish.
Like, you can make those at home.
Are you?
She's not gonna.
No.
Why?
Because I don't have a fajita dish, cast iron, whatever it comes out on.
You have tortillas, cheese, and chicken?
Yeah, I know. But quesadilla. Listen, there's something about a chicken quesadilla at a restaurant that just tastes so good.
Did you ever make your own flour tortillas?
No, I'm not. Hey, man, I'm not into baking, all right? I can cook. Baking because
it's not baking at all. You're putting it on a grill.
Listen, mixing dry ingredients and wet ingredients.
Oh, you put the dry and the wet together.
I can't do it because it's science. I don't like having to measure stuff. I don't measure anything when I cook.
You don't measure anything.
No.
No, you're not a baker. Baker's bad.
Yeah, don't like him. Science.
Ryan Baker, also bad.
Nice smelling, though.
It's right. He's good smell,
very
man.
Good.
He's always got a bag of candy, too.
He does. He's kind of lacking, though, on that right now. I like to turn around and steal some every now and then, but there's none there.
That's because he's going through a little fitness craze right now.
That's good.
Yeah,
I should probably
trying
do
to
that.
Cut back on the candy.
That's good.
No, it's not good.
Why?
Because we need to encourage
that.
As many people around us as possible to get as
bad.
Fat as humanly possible.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair.
Doesn't it make you feel better when all your friends are fat?
It makes me feel better when everyone's eating bad food.
Right, that's what I mean.
Then it makes me feel better about myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Coming up tonight, guys, we got a big full 2 hours. Austin Ward is in with me here this evening. Him and Berm were just down in Tampa talking to like Brian Hartline and everybody who went from Ohio State down to South Florida. So they'll tell some tales. We'll talk to Berm at 6:30. And then we do have conference opponents for the Buckeye basketball team to go over the 7 o'clock hour, and it's gonna be a tough season.
Two big hours. Buckeye Show, top of the hour, back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, here's some tidbits for you. Guardians and Angels tonight. Reds start up a series with the Nationals. We have you know what? Timmy usually does this segment. He's much better at it than me. He's much better at it than me.
Yeah, I can tell the,
Let me see. You got a little Kukos and chimichanga. You like a chimichanga?
What do you get? You didn't
I love a chimmy.
Okay.
You do.
I love a chimmy.
Deep fried burrito?
It is good.
See, it's a deep fried burrito. But see, I think the mistake that people make, and the restaurants make this mistake, too, is that they have the chimichanga, and they douse it in something, whether it's queso, whether it's a green chili sauce, whatever it is. The thing to do is you get your chimmy, you get it naked.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
And then whatever sauce you like, if you like yourself a molten queso or a green chili or a little Christmas, a little red and green, you have that on the side, and then you dip
crispy
quesadilla. Or not quesadilla, what the hell am I talking about?
Chimichanga
into the sauce.
You don't want the soggy chimmy.
No, you don't.
Soggy chimmy.
I will
sloppy.
Say, y'all, when I eat a cheeseburger, I love to dip every bite in the ketchup instead of putting the ketchup on the cheeseburger. I'm a dipper.
That's not weird. That's not
People
strange.
Think it's weird when I eat my burgers.
I don't like ketchup on hamburgers.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, I know.
Do you like it just dry?
I like mayonnaise, mustard, everything else
I
but
like
ketchup.
Mayonnaise.
I'm not a ketchup guy either. The only time I'll do a ketchup on a burger is if it's a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, because you like McDonald's, which is...
Have you met her? She hates McDonald's.
I don't.
We have nothing else to discuss.
Right?
How do you hate McDonald's? What's
it's
wrong
not
with it?
Good. There's so many better options, y'all.
Ever had a fillet of fish from there?
Oh my gosh.
Delicious.
Where is that from? Like the
Who cares?
The dirty river that's like disgusting?
As opposed to the high quality seafood that you're eating normally?
Yes.
As you microwave your salmon in
I get it. You're gonna judge me right now, but I like to order my salmon frozen from this place in Boston.
What's the place in Boston?
It's like this company. It's called Wolffish. Specifically, it's
salmon. I just read something about that place.
What's
you know who
catch?
Supplies them?
Who?
McDonald's.
Ah, there it is.
We used to have a guy that used to work here, Bryce. He microwaved his tuna salad.
I just think McDonald's has gotten worse over the years.
He's a good looking guy, though.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Buckeye Show's coming up next. We'll see you. Me and Adam King tomorrow.
Yeah, this was fun, Mike. Always is.
Thank you, Nikoko.
Thanks.
Common Man and Tibby on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And watch for another delay due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat, up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys. The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.